AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ikonomova. It's official. Hillary Clinton is in the race. AP correspondent Julie Walker is at her campaign headquarters in New York.
That's so exciting to me.
The website just went live.
When the announcement went out on social media, diehard supporters Risa Levine and Tom Dangora, who were standing here outside Hillary Clinton campaign headquarters in Brooklyn Heights, let out a squeal and hugged each other.
As she starts a run for president, I wanted to be here.
Very proud to be a Hillary supporter, very proud to be an American. This is very exciting to do it all again. We're going to work 10 times harder.
The pair volunteered for Clinton's first presidential campaign and said they'll do the same now. They're even wearing Clinton 2016 buttons. Julie Walker, New York.
Clinton will roll out her campaign with stops in early voting states where she'll hold small meetings with voters. In the Republican field, Marco Rubio is expected to launch his run for president tomorrow. The first-time senator from Florida expected to make the announcement in his hometown of Miami. It'll set him up for a head-to-head competition with his mentor, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Secretary of State John Kerry is urging congressional opponents of an emerging nuclear deal with Iran to, quote, hold their fire until they see a final agreement.
I think what we have thus far are the makings of a very good agreement. And the key is now, can we shut off Iran's four pathways to a bomb? I think we've laid out an outline that does that.
Kerry speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. He says the administration should be free to negotiate without interference until the June 30th deadline for a final agreement. On Tuesday, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee debates a bill to give Congress a say on any deal. One student is dead in Kenya, at least 141 more hurt after an accidental explosion at a university in Nairobi sparked a stampede. This is AP Radio News. An Al-Qaeda spokesman says U.S. drone strikes have taken out two top leaders of its new branch on the Indian subcontinent.
The Al-Qaeda branch lost its top deputy and its man in charge of Afghan affairs, according to a spokesman who said they died in January strikes in the North Waziristan tribal region of Pakistan. Such strikes are controversial in Pakistan because of related allegations of civilian deaths, and the Al-Qaeda branch spokesman charged the Pakistani army with providing intelligence for drone hits.
AP correspondent Kyle McKinnon. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister is refusing calls from Tehran to stop airstrikes on Iranian-supported Houthi rebels in Yemen. He says Saudi is not at war with Iran, but does say the country is fueling the violence in Yemen. The next space station grocery run will carry caffeine to a whole new level. An experimental espresso machine, part of the cargo set to be launched tomorrow. It'll give the Italian astronaut on board a break from the space station's instant coffee. I'm Violet Ikonomova, AP Radio News.